Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness, because happiness is the key to divine health and wellness. And I am live, unedited, for Ask Talk Radio. And today, on the meat and potatoes of the show, the mission within the mission is nurse to be philosophy. That's what this whole podcast stuff is about, for the global earth phenomena, which I have conquered in a week. I have circled the globe in a week. I have reached out to all the little living creatures on the planet in a whole week. Yeah, it's hard to stay humble, being to be, but I have to do that. That is part of being a nursey. Is you got to stay humbled, you got to stay centered. So I'm just going to, let's all just take like a scheduled breath here. One, two, three. Just breathe. Just breathe. If you got a snore in there, just snore. So what we have on the planet here today is pain. It's like the number one thing you do in your nursing assessment, or when you're a patient, the first thing they say is, what is your pain on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your greatest pain that you've ever had in your life? It's like the most ridiculous thing. I shouldn't say never, because never is a definitive thing. You just don't say that. But when I walk in, I usually open the shades and I say, you need to do a little sunshine therapy and blah, blah, blah. And then I say, do you have any questions or concerns? I'm going to be in your mercy today, blah, blah, blah. But I try not to say, what is your pain on a scale of 1 to 10? Being a seasoned nurse, you know, that is just a loaded question. That's a loaded question. When you ask a patient, what is your pain, that just puts a little seed in their head, and they go, either they're thinking, oh, she's going to give me some good drugs. If I say I got a lot of pain, she's going to give me that good old-fashioned pain morphine, that oxycodone. Oh, yeah, I got so much pain, I can't move. I got a 10. 10, 10, yeah. Are you going to give me some of that pain medicine? I need some more of that. So bottom line is, if they're saying they have a 10, it doesn't matter, because some people can just tolerate pain, and they can be sitting there, and it's just like me right now. I have so much pain in my shoulder. It's like I'm in labor pain. I when I was in labor pain, I was having a full-on conversation. I was having contractions, and I was in so much pain. I was in, you wouldn't believe it. I was vomiting green. And I was having full-on conversation. My husband was like, I'm going to go down and get a Coke. And I was like, go get a Coke, but you better not drink that in front of me. So I'm telling you, pain is different for everyone, the way they express it, tolerate it, whatever. But when you're assessing someone's pain, most of the time you don't have to ask them. And this is for you nursing students out there that are doing your pain assessment. You don't have to ask them. They will tell you if they're having pain. And if they don't, then that's how they don't really want pain medication. So don't just assume someone needs pain medication. But when you're doing assessment, just FYI, we're just getting on a tangent here. But the meat and potatoes of the show today, we're just going to touch base on pain. Main thing about pain is there's going to be three types of pain. For you people out there that have no idea about pain, let me tell you something. Pain is real. It's an entity on its own. It is its own entity. It is real. It is out there. And it's your body's way of saying, excuse me, you have been abusing me. I have been through something traumatic. Why did you go off to Vegas with your friend Howie and think that you were going to bowl 10 games with 10 innings? You know, Howie is a professional bowler. and you thought you were going to bowl all that bowling, and now 5-6 months, and you're wondering why I'm here. That's pain talking if you didn't know that voice was, why I'm here. Why I'm here, and you can't sleep at night, and you have sharp shooting pain in your shoulder. And if you don't know, there are three types of pain, which is particularly important that you know about. Sharp shooting pain is usually a nerve pain. That's what I have in my shoulder because I've messed up my neck and my – it's kind of like I got tennis elbow. I don't know how to explain it. But I've torn tendons, I've torn muscles, I've torn everything. I was trying to keep up with Howie out there in Las Vegas. He's a professional bowler. That man cannot throw anything but a strike. And I bet that man a dollar because I'm Miss Frugal over here. I'm the Frugal now. And I said, Howie, I'm going to win at least one of these games. And Howie's a little short Asian man. Just so you can picture him. I said, Howie, you are not. We were over at the Golden Nugget. Hashtag out Golden Nugget for bowling. If you don't want to be, if you lost all your money and you want to go bowling, they got dollar. Just a shout out for bowling, and you don't want to gamble because I'm Miss Frugal. I don't like to lose my money. So I was over there bowling with Howie. I said, so I was bowling about 5-6 months ago. Shoulder messed up, and now I got pain. I'm suffering, but I'll take the pain because it's my arm's way of saying, slow your roll, slow it down, no more bowling, no more vacuuming, no more nothing. So I told Howie, I said, okay, I'll bet you a dollar. And then I said, one more. Bottom line, Howie got his dollar. And he's a little Asian man, but this man, do not underestimate him. If you go to Las Vegas, you see a man named Howie. He is a professional bowler. Don't put no money out for Howie. He will take you, rob you blind down there bowling anywhere. If you see a little man, Asian man, I won't even tell you what Asian cuck race he is, but his name is Howie. He's a friend of mine, and he can out-bowl anybody. That man, he looks like he's never bowled in his life, and he'll walk up at the last minute, pull out his personal bowling shoes, his personal bowling, he's even got a pair of bowling socks, bowling bag, and his bowling ball. And Howie will outbow anybody. In fact, he'll probably change his name after this podcast. That man goes all over the world, pretend like he can't bowl, and he will rob you blind. He will rob you blind. And you will go away with a shoulder injury, thinking that you're gonna outbowl him, and then he'll be like, "Yeah, you want a drink?" But he didn't know I didn't drink because I saw. I said, "Howie, you something, Howie." And then he just knows I want to learn a little few tricks. But he knows I've been bowling since I was 7 because where I'm from, back in Westside Rockford, everybody bowls. But you can get an injury, and then most people just go over to the doctor and say, "Oh, my arm hurts." When I go like this, and the doctor will say, "Well, then don't raise your arm. Don't do that." But see, you won't know that you got that injury 6 months ago from bowling. And then you'll be saying, "Well, this injury I got right here, this sharp shooting pain, not only is it from a nerve pain from my neck from bowling, because, when you pinch nerves, it goes down and it messes up your nerves all the way down in the tendons and everything. Let me just tell you, just bottom line, don't be bowling with professional bowlers. You will cause a serious physical injury. But he messed up my ego too, just FYI. There is emotional, mental, and then there is physical pain. Because it started with an emotional pain. Me and Howie were having a conversation. Then next thing you know, emotionally I was messed up. Then mentally I was messed up because I said, "No, Howie. We're going to go down to the Gold Nugget. We're going to bowl." And then mentally I started getting messed up. And then it was another game. Then money went down. And now I've got a physical pain. So remember that. It goes 1, 2, 3. Emotional, mental, and then physical pain. That's how all pain starts. It all starts like that. But there are three main pains you want to think about. There is. Then it becomes, there's transient pain, acute pain, and chronic pain. And there's types of pain. There's radiating pain, sharp shooting pain, which is nerve pain, and then you've got dull aching pain, which is bone pain. And all of those are treated differently. But there's one thing to keep in mind when we're dealing with pain, and that is how you perceive it, how you address it, and how you assess it. It is best that you understand that is your body telling you something is wrong. You have caused me. You have caused me the pain. This is me. Hello, I am the pain. I am the pain. I am the pain you are experiencing. Please do not turn me off. Do not turn this pain off. When you experience pain, you need to hear that as communication from your body. And when you take some oxycodone and you take the eye out of pain and you decide that you're going to mask that pain, you're going to dull that pain, you're going to mug that pain, you're going to just not listen or communicate with that pain and get in tune with it and realize you maybe need to slow your roll and let your body heal thyself, or figure out where that pain is coming from. Because some of this transient pain can sometimes be, you don't know this, sometimes when you get left shoulder pain, that's actually a gallbladder issue going on. I know this sounds ridiculous, but radiating pain to the left shoulder can sometimes be your gallbladder's out of whack. And there's also some other little thing you might need to know. When you got a right lower quadrant pain, and when you push down and let go, that's an appendix. I'm not going to go into all this. Don't be playing with your appendix. But I'm just letting you know, there are certain assessment things that go on when you have a nurse assess you properly. And then she relays that information to a physician in the ER or wherever she's at that shows a radiating pain issue going on and sends a red flag that maybe we need to send this patient to the CT. And when that CT comes back and says, wow, that gallbladder's inflamed, we need to send them to surgery. Let me tell you something. There are certain things like kidney stones. Kidney stones always give radiating pain, and people think, wow, I just have a backache. And it's not a backache. They've gone for all this other stuff. They just keep masking the pain with tons of Percocet, tons of, next thing you know, they're so constipated, they got I've seen people die from constipation related to excessive use of pain medication. Do you know you can die from constipation? These pain management doctors fail to over and over and over again to treat bilaterally, to treat for with constipation. To address constipation aggressively when you're treating aggressively with pain management medication. And also a lot of times in hospitals, morphine, you usually are not allergic to morphine. Morphine typically will give you nausea and it will give you ataxia, it will make you itchy. So we treat right away, and because it slows the bowel, we will give you something for nausea, and we will give you something for itching. Those are hand in hand. They just hold hands. Those little two, they just hold hands. They're all best friends. Nausea medication and the itching medication with morphine. Anything with a little opioid in it, all those three go together. Because we know you're going to say, I'm itching, oh, and I feel nauseous. And instead of calling up the doctor, we just say, oh, there's a standing order right here for that. And then we go right in and we give you that too. Because a lot of these surgery patients, we know what they're going to need, and we give them that along with it. But these outpatient pain management clinics, they just give them all this stuff, and then these patients come in and they say, well, I'm more in pain now, more. But with this back injury, it's a lot of times these guys come in, they got back injury, never go to do a thorough assessment and diagnostic assessment, and the next thing they know, they find out they got a kidney stone. All this time wasn't even a back injury, or they've got an abdominal aortic aneurysm, and next thing you know, that thing pops, bursts, they're dead. And all this time, if they would have went and got the proper diagnostic assessments done, they would have never, ever died. So I say, slow your roll, figure out what the pain is, because if you mask that pain, you're going to end up in a grave. Your body is trying to communicate with you. When you've got pain, your body is trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you something. When pain comes to you, it is because it's trying to tell you something. If you've got a painful stomach, it's trying to tell you something. You're constipated. You're constipated. If your stomach is hurting you, maybe you're constipated. You ever think of that? When you got a headache, oh my God, I get a headache, I get a headache. Oh my God, I get a headache. When you got a headache, maybe it's because you need to leave a stressful situation. Maybe you're dehydrated. This is an important show because every time you go to the ER, they are going to ask you, what is your pain? They never ask you why. That is mind-boggling to me. As a nurse, we never ask you why you're having pain. We just ask you, what is your pain? What is your pain? We'll even give you, for kids, we'll even give them 5 smiley faces. Where is your pain? Is it this grumpy face or that grumpy face or is it a smiley face? Where is your pain? We will even assess a smiley face as a pain. It's ridiculous. We don't ask, why are you having pain? We ask, how bad is your pain? I know I sound like I'm on a soapbox, but can somebody please stop casting out drugs for pain and start asking why instead of how do we treat pain? Say, how can we tell people to understand why? Instead of how. How much pain? Why? Why are you having pain? Stop drugging yourself, people. Stop saying, well, we should have more pain medicine. We can I can drive on my pain medicine. Well, if you're having that much pain that you got to take pain medicine to get behind the wheel of a car to drive, then you shouldn't be driving a car if you got that much flipping pain. If you've got that much pain medicine in you, and if you're in that much pain, you should be at home in bed trying to recover and letting your body rest. What's the matter with you people? Nobody wants you on the road. Nobody wants you outside. You need to get yourself in check and figure out what's wrong with you. You're a wreck. You're a wreck. Get yourself in check. Let's schedule a breath. Hello, this is Nurse B, Philosophies, registered nurse in retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, most importantly, happiness. And I think we need to settle down and have some happy, happy joy. And I'm telling you, people, pain can be cured. But you're not going to cure the emotional, mental, and physical pain because it's going to continue to reoccur. Pain is always transient. It's acute, it's chronic, it's dull, it can be shooting, it can be radiating, but it's up to you personally to assess it yourself. And they're going to always ask you whenever you come in contact with an assessment for your for whatever's going on with you in a hospital, in home care, or in a nursing home, whenever you come across an appointment to see your physician, even when you see a shrink, a psychiatrist, he's going to say, anyone, any doctor, when they're doing an assessment, a nurse, every day on every shift, a nurse is going to come in and say, can you give me an assessment? Can you tell me what your pain level is right now? What is your pain level right now? On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your pain level? 10 being your greatest pain. If you're a child and you're in the hospital or you're going in for urgent care because you fell down and you think you got a broken foot, broken arm, the nurse is going to come into the assessment room and she's going to say, little boy, little girl, what is your pain level on this little happy face chart, the little main face being the worst pain you could possibly ever have in the whole wide world, and the smiley face being no pain at all. You're going to have to pick a smiley face or a mean face or a middle face where it's no, just little slash smile. Us nurses, we need to start asking people, why are you having pain? And why are you feeling that this is pain? And why can you not tolerate this pain? Because pain should be tolerated. And it should be to the individual to realize that pain is a way that the body is telling you to get through this. What did they do 2,000 years ago when someone would have pain? They would manage it. They would manage it with ice or cold or a shower or, you know, when my kids get a shot for something or they're getting whatever that's an intervention for preventative or a wellness check, they've got to get their tetanus shot or whatever. I give them a little pinch. So they feel that, they go, ow, why did you pinch me? And then they're like, oh. And then they're getting a Band-Aid because they just got their immunization or whatever else they needed to get for their wellness check. They had no even clue that the doctor gave them their shot. Because they're so focused on me pinching them that they didn't even know. So a lot of times you just need to focus your attention on something else. While your body is healing from the pain that it's getting it somewhere else, you need to focus your attention on something else. All right. Just a little nugget of nothing and listen to it. Sometimes you just need to accept the pain. Sometimes it's just emotional pain. Maybe your boyfriend, you just broke up and you just so, oh, I'm so upset. My boyfriend broke up with me. I'm so heartbroken. I'm so upset. You know, pain. And suffering and anger and upsetness and all that pain, that's poison. You know, that releases toxins in your body when you get upset. Poison, too, is poisonous. But when you get a pain or you'll get an injury and you're having pain from that injury and your body needs to heal and you don't allow it to heal, it just continues to escalate and escalate and escalate. Like, if you're having a kidney stone and you think it's back injury and you go to the doctor and you just objectively tell him data and you just keep assuming back pain, he's going to manage you for back pain because you are an active participant in your plan of care. And so is that nurse who's going to discharge you and assess you and do discharge planning and make sure you're taking your meds and helping you with this and that and blah, 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 blah. Because if you don't allow the doctor to do his job and to assess you properly and ask you the questions, if you be the patient and let the nurse continue her assessment and her to do her job, and you work as an active participant and give the proper information instead of trying to say, well, I'm just going to mask this, then it doesn't work. The whole system doesn't work. And then you are not going to heal. And you're going to end up coming back in with toe first, dead on arrival, because you thought you had a back injury and you were taking muscle relaxers and you were so happy you were getting all these prescriptions for all these painkillers and you were doing all these other things that the doctor was just prescribing because you were so insistent. It was just back pain. You were still going to work. And next thing you know, your abdominal aortic aneurysm burst. When that doctor was trying to tell you, you had hypertension and all these other cardiac signs, and you said, oh, no, it's just backache. And you wouldn't go for those diagnostic exams. Instead, you just wanted all these drugs to mask the pain. And now all your family wants to sue the doctor. Well, no, you are not an active participant in your plan of care, and you refuse to get the proper diagnostic exam. Or you got a kidney stone and you refuse to get diagnostic exams and refuse to get appropriate treatment and went to all these pain clinics and all these other doctors that were like, oh, sure, we'll just write you all these scripts and we'll let you just diagnose yourself. Next thing you know, you lost a kidney. And then you want to sue all these other doctors and sue these other people. You got to take accountability for the people that you let treat you and you let diagnose you. Or you send grandma to a nursing home where they just started morphine, crying about pain, when grandma was just constipated. I'd like to put this out there. I'd like elderly, wise and wonderful people in the nursing home to go to an autopsy and find out how many elderly people are dying from constipation in the nursing home. I bet it's really, really high. I believe that a lot of people in nursing homes are dying from constipation and not just pain, because they want to continue to give them pain medication when they're actually constipated. Surprise! If I could reach out and tell so many people how many people are being murdered, and I will say it, being murdered in nursing homes because they are just constipated. And that's my moment of silence, because it's true. I have been doing this for a long time, since I was 17. And I know now more wisdom about these things than I would ever know. And I can assure you that pain is something that needs to be addressed and not covered up. When someone says they have pain, it needs to say how and why and where, and it doesn't need to be, oh, let's just cover it up. So I say to you, if you want to hear something preach from nurse to be, it's this. I preach to you, when you got pain, slow your roll. And maybe your pain is trying to talk to you. It's communication from your body. Remember that. It's trying to send you a message. It's like Morse code. It's like SOS, SOS, SSOS. That's Morse code, SOS. Remember that. Next time you have pain, it's SOS. And it's not saying, hey, it's not take the eye out of it, it's Pan. It's not Peter Pan saying, let's go off to Oxycodone land, and then you're going to end up in a Bohemian tribe in a rehab. That's what you're going to end up with. And you're going to end up itchy, agitated, vomiting, constipated in a Bohemian rehab. You keep going off to Peter Pan's Oxycodone land. You're going to get constipated, itchy, agitated, vomiting, and wind up joining a Bohemian tribe in rehab. So just remember, this has been Nurse to Be's Philosophies on Ass Talk Radio. To Nurse, retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, most importantly, people's happiness. And thank you for tuning in. And I just want y'all to know, pain is your friend. It's just your little friend trying to tell you Morse code, hello, I got a problem, let's sit down and take a rest and heal. Whether it has been trauma or it has been disabused. So thank you for tuning in, and we're going to be buzzing out here. And that has been my nugget of nothing. If you've got nothing from it, then the mission has been accomplished for the Planet Care today, which is pain and assessment of pain. So assess yourself, and, sometimes you just got to deal with it. And that's what I got to say. But, be an active participant in your plan of care, and I'll be back. And this has been the B, Nurse the B, for S Talk Radio, and I haven't talked to my board op all day. I hope this sound is better. I keep getting complaints. So we're buzzing out. Q, I'm going to do a shout out. And this has been Ask Talk Radio Live, unedited. Nurse to be philosophy. Oh, I'm buzzing out. This is my buzz out. You like? Okay. Buzz.